Simonai Hey Sifalif. Tefer Magula Beisha. Tefer that is revealed in a woman. V'mokim Shadakala Chasayis, in a place where she normally covers it up. Afila Ishta, even if it's his own wife, also likos Kriya Shema Kenegda. Even so, you're not allowed to read Kriya Shema or Tevei Torah opposite that situation. Because the Dovash of Ikdusha has to be in a state that you don't see an Erva, even though this is not Mamish an Erva, but since it causes Hehurin, it was given a din of the Erva also. In respect to, if he closes his eyes, Mishnah Berurah just says it's a machlek, it's a poiskim, if it helps to close your eyes, or you have to actually turn yourself to the side. And Lamaisa, if there's a need to rely on the more lenient opinions, one can rely on them. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. In other words, if it'll be an embarrassing situation for him, he has to say Kiddush in front of a woman that's not properly dressed, so as long as he doesn't look at them, he can rely on these opinions, that's acceptable. So, the parts of the body that are generally exposed, which are face, or the bottom part of her arms, or lower part of her legs, are not including this, but the parts above the elbow and above the knee are considered places that are generally covered. Even if he lives in a town that people don't cover those ones, it doesn't help, because those people are just prutzim. Says the Ramovi Yishayim Davke B'ishtoi Avol B'ishachers Afilu Pos Mitefach Elva. Those that say that it's only by his wife that he's used to seeing her, but by another woman, even if it's less than a tefach, since a part of her body that should be covered is revealed, then it is also a Kriya Shema. Mishaburi brings up here also that if her thigh is revealed, there's those that say that even if it's less than a tefach, it's a problem, because that is something that causes much greater hirhudim. Here in Midibri Arash, the tefach b'isha elvo afilu l'isha cheres, rak sheba'atzim l'ichol l'ikres afil b'ishi eruma k'ila el. This is very big chiddush. He says that from the Rosh it sounds that one woman to see another woman who has a tefach of her covered parts revealed also cannot say Kriya Shema. Here's a chiddush, because the erva itself, for sure, there's a problem. For one woman to see another woman's erva, even to her own erva, is a problem. But here it's not erva; it's just something that is supposed to be covered up, and it causes hirurim. So that we would say that's only by a man; by a woman, it's not nogeh. Even so, the Rambam brings that the Rosh is machmir. Here, the Mishnah Berurah brings that Rashba disagrees with it. And like we said before, that if the woman herself could read it when those parts are revealed, so other women are in the same situation. And Lamaisa, that the maskon of the Achreinu is Lakula. So once again, a woman can read opposite another woman who is not properly dressed, as long as the other woman's erva is covered.